Hey,
whoa!
Welcome, everybody in the digital space. Everyone still on MySpace. MySpace is still up, by the way. I don't know when the last time it was that you looked at it, but it's still shut
dude,
up.
Dude, speaking of MySpace, you got mail thing goes off. Perfect timing.
But that's purposely retro.
Yeah.
Which is cool when
that's
it's on
ironic.
Purpose.
No, that's ironic. That's MySpace is not ironic.
It's ironic and iconic. Mm. So MySpace, though, you could go look and still, I think you could still see your top eight friends.
Really?
Yeah, it was really weird. I didn't remember mine at all.
Was I in your top eight?
I don't know any of these people. Pretty sure neither of you guys were. What
the fuck?
I think it was like Michelle Rodriguez.
What?
Nice.
Yeah, it was like a few. It was like a couple actors.
From Girl Fight.
Star of Girl Fight.
Yeah.
And a couple Office people. People from The Office.
Yeah.
Oh, like Kevin from The Office. You're friends with him.
Well,
I heard Kevin from The Office, and I don't know if he's watching. Maybe he is. I'm about to slander him. Is a horn dog.
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
Have you heard? Where have you heard this? What have they said?
Well, I have a friend who's a lady. She said she saw Kevin from The Office. I don't know his real name.
Doug.
It's got to be Kevin.
It's Kevin.
Flynn.
What?
Whatever.
Mikey.
Frankie. The guy who plays Kevin. She saw him in a nightclub, and he was, you know, getting like, I don't know. What's the proper
horny
word? What's the proper word for a guy when he sees a girl and does, you know.
He grinds?
Approaches her. No, he didn't grind on her.
Oh, that's good.
He talked to her, but it was clear his intention was to do more than talk, if you know what I mean. So,
yikes.
Is that
that's
bad?
What I've heard.
You can't do that?
I'm not going to name names other than Kevin from The Office. I'm not going to, you know, name my sources, but that's what I've heard.
Okay.
I'm in a weird spot because I said horny twice. Well, three times.
Yeah.
Does that violate the YouTube don't say bad stuff in the first minute pact?
No, you can say that. They encourage
horny is fine.
They encourage horny,
but they don't say horny on a kid's show.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So now I'm in. I don't know.
Well, maybe I don't know. They could.
You know what I have to say about YouTube? Forget you.
Oh, what?
And if you're familiar with censorship, you know what I really said.
Oh,
the other F word.
Yep. Nope.
Was it?
Yeah, I can't say it.
Was it theme song?
No.
Oh.
Okay, we're back. Yeah.
I was listening to music today.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
You do that?
Shocker. Just listen to the radio. You know what's interesting is I listen to oldies R&B radio station, but it just plays like 90s rap, which is when I was a kid, it would play music from the 70s. Now it plays music from the 90s. It was playing. it was playing Ice Cube's Today Was a Good Day.
Oh.
And they censored a word that I'd never heard censored on the radio before.
Good.
No, they said that one.
Oh, okay.
You'll never guess what word it was.
I don't even
know if I can say it because they censored on the radio.
Was it AK?
No.
So it wasn't about that would have been my guess. It's something about firearms.
All right. Here. I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
It is a slang word for the female vagina.
Oh. It starts with a P?
Well,
a slang
starts
word.
Starts with a P. I shouldn't say female vagina. I'm woke enough to know vagina's a vagina.
Vagina's a vagina.
So
it's the
qualifier.
It's what it is.
Slang word for vagina.
Punani.
That was censored. What?
Was it Punani?
Yeah, it was.
Was it?
It was Punani.
It's funny. I watched a lot of Ali G this week, so that word was already on my mind.
Yeah, and I didn't realize Punani was a dirty, I know it was a dirty word, but I don't know. I feel like if you're going to censor a word, it should be like the F word or the S word or the seven dirty words you can't say on television.
Don't you say Punani because it's not one of the bad words?
Right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Isn't that exactly the point? I already can't say. Well, go ahead. What?
I'm going to say, if I went home and yelled poo nanny, my kids have no idea what the hell I was talking
about. Yeah,
they'd
laugh and that'd be the end of it.
Right. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Listen, we already have a P word that we can't say.
Right.
There can't be two P words.
Yeah.
That's too much confusion.
Yeah.
Then I got in trouble today. Why? I said the P word. Now I got to do follow-up question. Which one? How do you even answer that question?
I feel like if you're talking about vaginas,
uh-huh.
there are two words you can't say on radio, and that would be, I'm assuming we're up past the 5 minutes.
I think we're safe.
Are we
I
safe?
Think we're safe.
Okay. We're okay.
Yeah,
we're okay.
40 seconds.
I think if it was pussy and would be the two.
Oh, you can't say
it. Oh, it's 440. Dang it.
Sean, update. This is a YouTube terms of service update.
Okay.
Johnny, on, you know, for the Tuesday upload, edit like a big bulletin, you know, like kind of Fox News kind of stuff, you know.
Okay.
Whole news package.
What I miss?
The second of those two words, you can't say at all at any point.
What? Which word?
That's really not a
joke.
The
C word?
Yeah.
I did not
say it at all. I've been informed.
Wait, hold on. Wait. You can't say it?
No. Nope.
What? Okay.
No, at least not in this country.
Now here's the thing, is if you say it in a different country.
Oh!
Ooh, they say it all the time.
Playing with fire, dude.
When we went to Scotland, that word was it was thrown out like any other word you would hear. That was nothing.
The one thing that you can't say on YouTube is country music.
I was given a list of hateful words.
Huh.
And that was on the list.
Okay, well, what if I was referring to it just now, words you can't say, and then I said, whatever.
Yeah.
The point is, everything else is fair game.
You need to learn as soon as possible, Sean, and everyone out there, is a tip for you, too. Context does not matter, ever.
I was going to say.
That's over.
That's not a hateful word the way I use it. Mm.
Yeah.
I can fill that word with so much love.
Yeah.
Sure.
You would weep.
Yeah.
Tears of joy.
You'd be happy to hear it.
That I said it. But yeah, I would gladly say it right now in that way.
I've heard people thank Derek for saying it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
mothers, children, nuns, priests. They said, wow, you cleaned that word up.
The guy at Walmart, the checkout.
You did it.
I remember. That was a great day.
Well,
wait, this gum's only a quarter? Yeah. I'm not going to say the whole conversation, but it was great. It was nice.
We went to New Zealand, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a casual... That's like saying pal over there.
It really is.
Hey, pal.
I really did. I was going to say, I feel like I did hear it a lot.
Buddy, yeah. So,
look at these pals over here. America, yeah, they say that all the time.
America's prudish. We all know that.
God, can we get over that? Can we fix that? I feel like there was a time, and that was like the 70s, when like that it was wild. Right? Like, it was just crazy. And then all those people who are the crazy ones grew up, and now they're saying that we can't say country music on YouTube now.
Well, it's probably a little more complicated than that. But generally, you nailed it, basically. Yeah.
I'm going to be real disappointed if this week's episode isn't called You Can't Say Country Music on YouTube. That, to me, that's it, from the makers of You Can't Do That on Television. It's a new Nickelodeon series.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember that show?
You can't say
that.
That
one was like right at the beginning. And so that's the, you know, you bring up old Nickelodeon shows all the time. Oh, you remember?
All the time.
You know, whatever. Well, if you ever do, I'm saying, you bring up like, oh, did you ever watch Rocco's Modern Life? Yeah. Did you ever watch Rugrats? Yeah. But when you bring up You Can't Do That on Television, that's when the room starts to clear. Like, sorry, Grandpa. I don't know what you're referring
to.
Yeah.
It's like, I never watched
that. You're too old. You're too old to be talking about Nickelodeon if you're talking about You Can't Do That on Television.
Yeah, I agree.
Officially.
Yeah.
Let's be a little bit more mature.
Sure.
Okay.
Have you guys seen Animaniacs?
No.
Oh.
No? Never? No. You ever heard of it?
Hey.
It's a show with these three wacky cartoons.
This is a controversial thing, but I've never cared about Animaniacs at any point in my life.
But have you ever seen it?
I have seen probably two episodes when I was younger, but I don't remember much about it.
You can't judge it based on that.
I'm not judging it. I'm saying I just never cared.
Mr. Judgmental.
You guys, no, I don't care.
Judge Doom.
That's very different.
I sentence you Animaniacs to exile.
You know what? Legitimately, I feel like you would love it.
Probably.
Because it's all, you know, Hollywood references from the golden age of Hollywood.
Sure.
But there's a reboot now.
Yes.
Yep. And I don't know what you guys think of it. I was wondering if anybody here had seen it.
I've seen essentially like the first episode.
Okay.
I don't have Hulu.
Yeah.
Someone put it up in chunks on YouTube.
Oh.
And so while I was working, I was like, all right. And I essentially think I've seen the full.
Yeah. He'll give you his account.
Okay.
Why don't we have a work account for this stuff?
10 glorious episodes. I am not, you know, I'm like you. I saw one episode of it, and a lot of people we know worked on it.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Internet soldiers out there, so shouts out.
Damn,
that's
awesome.
I know a lot of people who worked on that. Yeah.
Really?
So
good for them.
You talk shit on it.
I wasn't talking shit.
You better know that your friends out there are working hard on it. I'm not going to talk shit on it.
Okay.
I recommend everybody out there go watch Animaniacs. It's on Hulu. I'm going to talk about an article that talks shit on it.
Okay. That's fair.
Well, I wonder if, because I saw a couple of those.
Okay.
And I wonder if we're going to bring up the same one.
Yeah, we are. Because this one, here was the headline. It basically said, Animaniacs doesn't work in a world where BoJack Horseman exists.
Ew. Derek, we are great minds think alike. I was gravitated to that article too.
Oh my God.
And I had a tweet. I don't know if I ever posted it, but where I was like, yo, if an article reviewing Animaniacs mentions BoJack Horseman or Steven Universe in the first paragraph, bail.
It mentioned BoJack Horseman and Rick and Morty.
Oh,
of course
throughout the article.
And not that I'm not even dissing those shows, but it was just like,
no, I'm dissing the article.
I kept seeing articles that like wanted to bring those up a lot. Like I'm smarter than this because I watch those kind of thing. Is how I felt by what I saw. But anyway, you were saying though.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, Blink 182 shouldn't release a new album in a world where we already have Weezer's Green Album. That's just nerdy.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you pass John? Like, it was just comparing one show to another show and saying, therefore, this other one shouldn't exist, which I guess I do on this show all the time. So, truth be told, I realize the hypocrisy of this conversation.
Animaniacs by far predates BoJack Horseman. So what is, that's weird.
Well, they're talking about, you know, the resurrecting it and all that stuff. But I don't feel like they occupy the same space at all. Like they're animated. But why does that lump them in? Those other shows have way different goals than Animaniacs. Which I will say for the record, I liked Animaniacs when I was a kid. You know, I don't know if that's totally my sense of humor now, but I really liked it then. And it was just kind of, it was kind of dumping on their own industry. It was making fun of not only other cartoons and movies, but also the industry that they're in.
You know what?
You know,
I never picked up on that as a kid, but I did like that Animaniacs was about movies.
Yeah.
Was about the Warner Brothers and took place on the Warner Brothers studio. And
yeah, I think that's why I liked it so much.
It seemed like they had access to all the old Warner Brothers movies. And so I was like, oh, these cartoon characters go through old movies. Like, that's really cool.
Yeah.
And then it was, you know, kind of right up there with like Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah.
I feel like with the zaniness. So I was a fan of it.
Yeah.
Me and Johnny were talking about how we were big fans of Freakazoid. We're Freakazoid boys, personally.
Me too. Oh, I loved Freakazoid.
Yeah.
This was a guy at a time where the internet was still like, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He was a guy who got sucked into the internet.
Boy. Yeah.
And what did it do to him? Oh, as one of the only kids I knew who had the internet at that time, that was like, whoa, they know about this too?
You were the only person with the internet that...
At that point. At the
point.
Moment that
I think it was
could,
like 1999.
Was that?
2000.
Was it really?
I don't know.
No, Freakazoid came out, I want to say like 96 or something like that. And I really didn't have any friends who had that, who had it at that point. I mean, I had AOL, but
yeah, everyone had AOL.
I didn't have any. Maybe a couple.
AOL. I only had AOL because I had those discs. I just kept taking those discs from Blockbuster, and then I kept getting AOL. But if I didn't have that, I wouldn't have had an internet.
But I remember there was a, storyline in Freakazoid or a moment in there where he had to like persuade some. They kept, and they did this in Animaniacs too. They would never do this now, but they had this continuing thing where they would make fun of like fat internet geek. Like there would always be a character that was like a huge guy that was just on his computer all the time. Like they totally made fun of people who are rabid internet users. They totally did a bunch. And I remember there was one episode where Freakazoid had to persuade him somehow to give him, I don't remember what it was, but it was before Batman and Robin had come out. And he's like, hey, if you give me this, I'll give you a copy of, it's the script for Batman 4. And it even played the music because Warner Brothers owned it. So it was like, dun, 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 dun. And then the guy went, plucked it off the internet last night. And I just remember thinking, as a kid, that was funny.
Can you, I know you just sing the theme. Can you do that? Is that allowed?
I don't know, man. We'll find out. Oh, it doesn't have any country music in it. But anyway, yeah, Freakazoid, bring that back. That's what I'm waiting for. But
live action.
Yeah.
I'll play Freakazoid. Yeah. What's Freakazoid's catchphrase? Feed me the line, Johnny.
Johnny, feed him.
I need the line for this audition. What?
Freak out?
Freak out. No, that's not.
Can't say that either.
That's a song. God damn it, you
tricked him.
You fucking tricked me. Yeah, all right.
I thought it was that.
What was it? What?
It is Freak Out.
It is Freak Out.
Freak Out. Do-do-do-do-do. Le Freak says she. That's Freakazoid's catchphrase?
I think it was. It was, he would go, Freak Out. Yeah. He really would do that, I think.
What?
Okay, well, that's a lawsuit waiting to happen. Not only did I just
now we know why they're not bringing him back.
Freakazoid's catchphrase, I sang Le Freak on this Twitch stream. Double strike.
Yep.
That's two strikes.
That's a 1-2 punch.
This is going on like the sixth week of us talking about TOS violations.
I know. Sorry, guys.
This podcast is called Three Men Bitching.
Well, I think it's called Three Careers Dying.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Fair enough.
Well, we'll change topics. I saw SNL last week.
Oh. And
I did want to ask you, though, Derek. Did you like the new Animaniacs? Did you think it was in the spirit of the original? Was it not as good? I really only saw that one.
You know, here's what I think. I don't think Animaniacs what's the right way to say this? The audience for Animaniacs is older men or our generation, I will say.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
30-year-olds, people who liked it when they were kids.
Yeah.
And I don't like cartoons like that. You know what I mean?
Sure.
That's how I felt about it.
Yeah.
I felt like I'm not going to go back and watch old Animaniacs, and I'm not probably going to watch new Animaniacs, personally.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of people who are really recommending it, people who, like, love animation and cartooning, so I'm not going to say it's bad.
Yeah.
I just think it's not for me, maybe. Mm. But yeah, I only saw one episode.
Yeah, I think I have probably grown out of that sense of humor. Like I said, I loved it. I loved Animaniacs when I was a kid. I don't know if that's where my humor is at now. So I'm probably in that same kind of mindset, but I didn't think they did a bad job in terms of bringing it back. It felt in the spirit of the old one to me. Like if that's what you're looking for, I felt like they did that.
I saw this bit, and I guess Johnny had mentioned, like, somebody posted, like, did Derek Ghost write this bit? It was Wacko.
Oh, what was that?
Yakko and Dot complaining about Hollywood being all reboots.
Oh yeah. Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Which was interesting because I do share that sentiment, but I didn't really enjoy that song, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah. I just didn't know. I felt like that was made for me and I didn't know why I didn't enjoy it. But I was like, yeah, I mean, I agree with you, but I'm not going to like rewind this and watch it again.
Because the show's still a reboot. It's hard to.
It was.
Oh my God. That's a great point.
But they have a great joke about that at the end.
Oh, yeah. Good.
They do the whole song and then they get a check from Hulu.
So you saw that part.
I did see that. Yeah.
So, like, I remember Animaniacs, and I love, 50 states all in one song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Didn't they do every country in the world all in one song, too?
Yeah.
I feel like the Everything in Hollywood is a Reboot did not have that kind of magic, and that's what I was kind of hoping for episode one. You know, like yeah. Animaniacs, like we're gonna do a song.
Sure.
You know, kind of recapturing the magic. This one was, I don't know, not the same. It was a little different, I felt.
Sure. Well, for me, what pains me is that they removed a lot of these side characters. There's like no, I think all they brought back was the Animaniacs and Pinky and the Brain, yeah. which obviously are the biggest draws. But I did as a kid like when they went to like random side characters like Chicken Boo. Like, what was the point of that character? But I liked that.
Was that Johnny? He's in it.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, so maybe they show up later.
Yeah, I mean, they are the, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Like Goodfellas. It was a Goodfellas parody, so people are like, well, yeah, obviously they cut that because that's not even relevant anymore. But I don't know. When I heard that, I kind of felt like, yeah, I would bring that back because it's so irrelevant. But I don't know.
Well,
but that's
maybe
just me.
You,
I'm not writing the show.
Maybe when you... you could make a cartoon. I think you could.
I think you could, Rocko.
I think you could. I think you could reboot Rocko's Modern Life.
Yeah,
and make
they
it
already
good.
They already did the movie.
They did that?
Yeah. They did a movie?
They did a movie. It was
what?
On
Netflix. Oh, yeah. That I do remember that.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I didn't watch it, but I remember it.
Shit. You could reboot Rugrats. Did they do that?
I'll do it. Do it all grown up.
Why is that funny? He can do it.
He just lost all steam in the middle of that sentence, and I really enjoyed it.
I don't know, Rugrats.
It's really
all
like
of
that.
Them that I'm trying to mention did have some shit reboot.
Yeah,
seriously,
dude, Doug.
Could, well, no, that kind of no. They did the Disney.
No,
Ren and Stimpy. Oh, that was a disaster. And they announced another reboot of that, and it's canceled.
Mm. Okay. What else are we gonna bring?
Reboot.
Back? Ninja Turtle. No.
Garfield
no.
and Friends.
Garfield and Friends.
No, still good.
Well, I don't know if I want to do that. Yeah, maybe now
Bobby's
he hates,
World. No
maybe,
one's doing Bobby's World.
Yeah, no one's brought back Bobby's World. Nobody.
And Howie
shit.
Mandel's dead, so you can do it.
Yeah, Howie Mandel.
What's he doing?
Howie Mandel's, yeah, he's 6 feet under. That guy's.
What does it matter?
Him and Simon Cowell sharing a coffin. reboot The Simpsons.
That, whoa.
Yeah, Simpsons
hey,
reboot, dude.
Derek, you're joking. That is yeah. the smartest idea ever. Reboot The Simpsons while the first one's still on.
Yeah.
But make it like the original Simpsons.
Yeah, whole yeah. new cast.
I would watch the shit. If they told me, hey, we're doing The Simpsons, a reboot, the other one's still on, and after that, it's going to be our reboot, but it's going to be more like the original seasons.
Yeah.
I would be there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great
totally
idea, Derek.
That.
Yeah.
So smart.
You could reboot Eek the Cat, Fish Police, finally give that a reboot. That only the first time lasted like what, 2 episodes? Now it'll last 4. I could go on and on.
Oh, I want to reboot the fucking Elephant Show.
Yeah, dude, Sharon Lois yeah. and Bram get new people.
Elephant.
Get
an elephant. Don't forget the main character.
Oh yeah,
I don't know what that is. Wait.
Oh my God,
you know
Sean,
what
you're batting a
like
thousand.
Babar.
Jesus, no!
What are you doing? What?
That's Babar.
I don't know what you're
elephant.
Talking about.
No, fuck Babar. Are you fucking serious?
It's that Babar? That's Babar.
Dude,
it's Barbar.
Barbar.
Fuck that elephant, bitch, dude. I hate that Babar.
Elephant
fuck
would
him.
Kick that thing's ass.
Yeah. Oh, Sharon Lois and Bram and their elephant show would stomp Babar out the fucking
yeah.
pasture.
Okay.
Ram life goals, dude. Ram life goals, dude.
Hey,
he has a pet elephant and 2 girlfriends.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Dude, Bram.
Dude.
Dude, he was Nick Jr.'s first pimp.
Yeah. I was a little kid watching yeah. that dude being like, this dude's a badass motherfucker.
Absolutely. Skin wow. him a rinky dinky dink.
Skin him a rink a doo.
I want to be you.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
That's the Elephant Show.
Dude, that show ruled. If you remember that show,
you're cool.
You're a G.
You're
pimp. Cool.
You're cool. If you don't remember that show,
no, that's me.
You
go ahead.
Suck.
Oh, no. That's the
so
worst thing to do.
That's what it boils
no.
down to, essentially.
Don't say that
hey,
to me.
I saw, no joke, somebody posted a Twitter clip of that show of Sharon Lois and Bram. Guys, this is an old Nick Jr. show. I'm talking Jurassic Nick Jr. show.
It's not that old.
And,
70s.
They posted a clip on Twitter and they said, hey, I don't know when, if this show, where are there episodes of that show? I haven't watched an episode of
my
that show
mind.
Since. Yeah, exactly. In our mind. But somebody posted a clip and said, this opening clip of a show is all I've watched, and it's legitimately funny. Am I the only one who thinks that? And they posted it on Twitter, and it was, hey, welcome to the Elephant Show. I'm Sharon. And then she pops up. I'm Lois. And Derek, this reminded me of you so much, a gag you would do. And it pans over to Bram, and he goes, it whips over to him just as he was lifting a glass of milk. And he goes, oh, I'm... Bram. That was it. It made me laugh so, like, he made the intro wait for him to finish the whole glass. It goes on so long. It was killing me.
Classic.
Wow.
That's the genius of Nick Jr. Yeah.
Sounded like I really, probably funnier if you saw the clip.
No.
I find that hard to believe.
Don't sell yourself short.
Yeah.
I think that's as funny as it gets. I'm laughing.
Fuck you guys.
Camera off me. I got nothing else to say.
Oh, fair enough.
Were you guys into Fred Penner's place, or you don't with his place?
No.
Only you.
I don't know. Everything that you guys mentioned, it's like, what the fuck was I doing? And that's always been the case. I don't know what I was watching or doing, but it was the same.
If you don't know this one, then I don't know what to say.
Okay.
But did you fuck with Eureka's Castle?
I did like Eureka's Castle.
Okay, see, I knew that was the same.
That's new school.
Yeah, that was a little newer.
That was a little newer, but yeah, before that.
That's the new generations.
When I went to Nickelodeon Studios back in the 90s, we saw behind the scenes of them shooting the show 15.
Oh, wow.
Exactly, right? But I remember that was like, that's too old for me. I thought that too.
Yeah.
So I never watched it, but I do remember like seeing the cast of 15 and like all the girls behind me were freaking out because they saw like the main guy or whatever. But
yeah, you probably saw Ryan Reynolds that day.
He was in that show?
He was in that show. I think.
I probably did then.
I think you probably saw Ryan Reynolds.
It was the whole cast. They were all there filming.
Yeah, you probably did.
Who knew? Ryan Reynolds, it's just not fair. I could have been Ryan Reynolds.
I agree.
Really could have been.
I think the same thing.
It's not too late.
But, he's Canadian. He had all these advantages that I didn't have.
Yeah.
It's just not fair.
Yeah.
And that's all. I know I'm not the only one who thinks that, too. I know a lot of people out there feel the same way as me about Ryan Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been us. It's bullshit.
Yeah, it could have been
The dude was in Drive. I could have been in Drive. Yeah, I know how to drive a car.
I've seen you do it.
I could wear a jacket and drive a car and be cool. The dude was in Van Wilder. I could be Van Wilder.
Yeah,
Come on.
Oh, I don't know how to pass college. You could do that.
Deadpool? I was born to be Deadpool.
Yeah.
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 Sucks, that's true. Dude.
Yeah.
I've seen Derek wait in line at a panel at a convention just to ask, where's the bathroom?
Yeah.
And he wasn't even in costume. But imagine if Derek was in the Deadpool costume. That would have been even funnier somehow. What a bummer.
What's the status with Deadpool during, the shutdown?
They're making the third one.
Right now?
No.
Everything's shut down. They can't be doing that.
No, Ryan Reynolds is doing funny commercials.
They
right
opened
now.
It back up just to do Deadpool.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what? Here's the thing. Jenny watches a lot of TV shows, and all of it has been, filmed during COVID times.
Oh, yeah.
And all of it is talking about it, which is like, yo, I want to escape this. Like, every show, it's like, oh, this doctor, she's in the COVID unit, and now she may have COVID. It's like, oh, God,
yeah.
I don't want to watch this.
I was watching NBC, and some girl was crying because she was like, Dad, I gave it to you, and now you hate me. I was like, no, this sucks.
Yeah,
can
we make a show about literally anything else right now? Get me the fuck out of this nightmare we're all living in.
It was a freaking dramatic show.
Ugh,
just sucked.
No fun.
I'm trying to imagine who's watching that, just being like, yeah, this shit's awesome.
Yeah, right.
See,
this rips. Fuck yeah. What's gonna happen next? Come on.
See, I'm in an opposite situation. I think it's kind of tone deaf to not bring it up, which is why I'll say it. This season of Mandalorian,
they don't even
address it. They could at least he walks in.
He's got
the
a
cantina.
Mask on.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least that's what I'm saying. He walks in the cantina. Someone should go, hey, I see you got your mask and you never take it off. Respect.
Literally.
Just throw that line in.
Everyone in that show wears a mask 24/7. They're not even aware of any diseases floating around because they're all clean.
Yeah.
You can't complain about what you don't have.
Must be nice.
That's the number one rule of complaining. You can't complain about what you don't have.
But you know what? Carl Weathers is in the show. He never wears a mask. They should have added one scene where he's like, "Oh, Mando, I don't know what's up, but we gotta get the bounty."
That's your Carl Weathers.
Quick.
That's not. Well,
that's your Carl Weathers.
It's not.
Jesus Christ.
It's sick Carl Weathers.
What
it's
not a fucking sound insult.
Do your not sick Carl Weathers.
I don't know if you can.
Carl Healthy Weathers.
Hello. Yeah, here we go.
Hello. Hey, Mando. Hey, man.
How sick did he
I can't.
Get?
He has
Jesus
to cough.
Christ.
He has to cough.
That's the transformation.
Oh my God.
I only know how to
I
do it if he's coughing.
I haven't seen this show. I don't know what you're talking about. Mando. Every time I hear about this show, there's another fucking Carl Weathers is on this now.
Yeah, he's been
Werner
on it.
Herzog was on this show.
Yeah, Carl Weathers reprised Apollo Creed. He's back.
Who?
Carl,
what? Where are they getting these cameos from?
Dude, there are
space.
Hey, there are directors an infinite amount of cameos in this show, but it never bothers me. It's always fine. Carl Weathers is in it a lot. I was fine with it until he directed an episode, and I thought that episode's directing was terrible.
Yeah. Derek, there really was a recent episode where me and Sean both talked about it. It was like, this isn't directed very well, is it? I don't know. There's a lot of weird choices. And then it comes up at the end. Directed by Carl Weathers.
It's like, oh, this all adds up.
Oh,
the Weatherman was here.
This is all tracks.
He directed that one right after the Drogo fight. For all you Rocky fans.
Yeah. Well, I look forward to seeing Mando someday. I've heard nothing but bad things. So I'll, I'll let you know.
So you're racing.
You know, I don't know.
Can we?
I heard Carl Weathers is ruining this show, shitting all over it.
Derek, if you don't want us to bring this up, it's totally fine. I'll move on.
Okay.
They did something. Do you? I mean, are you like being like spoiler? You know, like, do you think you'll watch it or you don't give a shit?
Mandalorian.
I don't know.
I wanted to bring up one thing with this last one, but I won't.
Does it hinge on me? Maybe there's other people who don't want it spoiled.
No, I don't think they care.
Oh,
anyone watching?
No one cares.
Oh, watching? I don't know. All right.
Well, I don't. Oh, well, shit. Oh, okay. No spoilers.
I mean, there were people. It was a very minor thing, but I understand you if you want to go in cold.
Yeah.
But man, I watched it late at night when I got home after our Thanksgiving thing because it had been up for 20 minutes and Twitter was like, "Whoa, you're like wrecking this." Like,
man, who do you?
People were not even. It was like
I heard they gave Baby Yoda a name.
They did.
They did.
That's true.
That's what I was going to bring up.
Oh.
It was.
Sorry. I haven't seen it.
Yeah. That's what I was going to bring up.
I can't spoil it if I haven't seen it.
But I won't go into that. But
I'm sorry.
No,
I won't talk about it. You
haven't seen it. You haven't seen
to
it.
To me,
it's fine.
To me,
if I said it, I'd be spoiling it.
They gave Baby Yoda a name. If you think that's a spoiler and you're disappointed in that information, then I don't have to
Look,
tell you.
I'm speculating about a thing I heard that happened in a show I don't watch. If that is a spoiler, I'm sorry.
Derek, you seriously, you're guilt-free because you're not watching it. If I had said it, I would have been the asshole. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I will speak on that on behalf of that. Thank God they named the fucker. I was so tired of this shit.
You don't have Baby Yoda anymore?
Oh my God. So now you officially have license to when someone calls it Baby Yoda, you can snap that thing back. I'm
Only
not going to say
whiny
the name.
Little B word would do that.
I'm not going to say the name, but I'm going to crack it like thunder if someone says Baby Yoda in my presence.
Baby Yoda's here to stay.
Yeah, that's
as far
I said,
as I'm concerned.
No, not while I'm around.
I told that to Rocco. I'm like, yeah, they gave it a name. Okay, well, it's been a year, and people call it Baby Yoda for a year. There's no way this is going to all of a sudden just snap and change to
not on my
the
watch.
Name.
Yeah. I'm the silent guardian that will end that.
Cool. You sound fun to be around.
I will swoop in. If
the
I
dude
hear the
from
word,
Zelda has a name, too, but nobody uses it.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you.
Exactly.
So, yeah. We're not going to go into that and what the name situation was, but a lot of people didn't like it and said, "No, that's weird."
I didn't like it either.
Sean said it. I'm about to swoop in like the Dark Knight and terminate
that discussion
as well.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say one thing and leave it.
Not mad.
This is a series with a giant dog named Chewbacca.
Well, he's a space gorilla.
I rest my case. This is a series where the story is severely impacted by someone named Gorindon Longsnoot.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure even Yoda sounded stupid as hell back then.
But you've heard, exactly, Kevin, but you've heard Yoda your whole life.
Yeah.
You've heard Chewbacca your whole life. So if you hear a weird name and you go, oh, what's that? Give it 20 years.
I'm fine with weird names. I just heard that and thought, meh, you had a year to think of a better name than that.
Yeah.
And you didn't do it.
They should have tried harder.
You should have tried harder for the name. You had you had meetings about this name and you came up with this. This was the top of the list of your names. You could do better.
I think you would have said that on any name they gave it.
I heard the name was
Froger and I thought frozen yogurt. Don't name this thing while you're eating lunch. That's what I thought.
That's
Froger.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Any name is better than that one. I didn't like it. Sorry. I heard the name. This is the name.
And I didn't see the show.
In a year, so I don't know if I'm spoiling it or not. Thinking about it. I'm telling you, if they wouldn't, unless they named it like Dave, you wouldn't have even.
I would have preferred Dave. Baby Yoda. Honestly, Dave. Yeah.
If they had, you'd be sitting here going, oh, really, Dave? That's all you had? That's all you could come up with?
Yo, can I tell you something secretly?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm really good at naming stuff.
Okay.
And if I had the job of naming this thing, yes.
What would
I
would have
knocked it out of the fucking
You don't know the actual name. So
yeah, you don't know the actual name. So what would you, seriously, if you were on the writing staff, what would you have named it?
You're putting me on the spot. Well, I don't have the benefit of a whole year to think about this.
Yeah, but I bet
since I'm on the spot, okay, hold on. Yoda. The only name we go off of is Yoda. We can make it sound like Yoda. That'd be kind of contrived.
Mm. No Yaddle.
Like Toda or something.
Yeah.
Not doing,
So if you do like a two-syllable name, you're kind of establishing like a rule.
You're insinuating
that these names have like a name scheme just by making a pattern. I would purposely try to break the pattern. You know?
Okay. Okay, I like that. Go ahead.
So I wouldn't do any two-syllable name.
Okay.
I would do Baby Yoda. It's got to be a cute name. Maybe it doesn't.
Does it? Yeah, I don't know.
I think that might be the argument with it.
Mm-hmm. There we go. This is it.
ZKA apostrophe AHL.
Zakal?
Zakal. Zakal?
Is that how you pronounce it?
That's the name.
Zakal.
But is that how we pronounce it if you read it? Zakal? Or Zekel?
Zekel.
Oh, it's like pickle.
You see how good this name is? The internet debate starts. We're not even talking, is it a good name or bad name now? It's how do you say it?
Well,
that's a good conversation.
Well, sure, but they don't show you the name like written down on paper.
They should.
Yeah, rewrite the scene.
Maybe they should. I'm not the one who said, oh, his name is Tony.
If they would have said, his name is Zakal.
Well, is that even how you pronounce it? I don't know.
If that is how you pronounce it, I like that more than what they gave it. Yeah. I like Zakal more than I like
with
this
name. And here's my reasoning, and I'll spell it out for you. I think with a name so important, you're naming Baby Yoda, you should do the Cthulhu route. You should say this name is not pronounceable or even comprehensible to your human mind.
Wow.
The closest thing you could get to is this weird noise, which kind of sounds like Zakal. And so everybody maybe pronounces it a little bit differently if they're oh my God. See, this is why I should be naming stuff. Mm-hmm. I think about it.
Right.
What's his actual name? Frogert?
Do you want to know what it is?
Something like that.
You want to hear it?
Yeah. Okay.
Can we say it on here?
At this point, I think we might as well.
Yeah. All right, everybody. We're going to say the name.
We're gonna name it. We're officially dropping the name.
Okay.
Close up on Derek for here. I want his reaction to hear
the
this.
The raw reaction tape.
Okay, here we go.
You want me to say it or you?
Yeah, I want you to say it.
Okay, ready? Derek?
Mm-hmm.
Baby Yoda. I'm never going to say those words again. His real name? Grogu.
Grogu?
Grogu?
Grogu. Grogu. Like goo goo gaga.
That's what I'm saying.
Yoda Grogu.
Yes.
I wasn't far off when I said his name was Frogert.
No, you weren't.
Grogu. Does he get a better name when he becomes adult Yoda?
Yeah, he becomes Super Saiyan Grogu.
Does he mature into a good name?
No.
Or is he for all time like, I am the wise master Grogu?
That's exactly what it is.
That's pretty lame.
Thank you.
That's pretty lame.
That's a lame name.
That's and I'll tell you why. That's a goofy name. The Grogu, those are goofy sounds.
Yep.
I think any putting those sounds in any name is going to make it a goofy name. Like Grogugula.
Yeah.
Or Gugra.
But Zakal. Okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
Hard Z's, fine. Hard K's. That's aggressive.
This is a series where Samuel L. Jackson is named Mace Windu.
Yeah, Mace is a weapon, and Windu is like a breezy. He's like a weapon who sails on the breeze as a spirit warrior.
Yeah.
Beautiful name.
I'm not going to give Grogu a pass because they've had other terrible names in the series. That's not my job.
Jabba the Hutt is a giant fat worm. He's basically like a mouth. He's like a jowl that never stops talking. Jabba is a good name.
My thought is this. Gugu, like a baby would make this sound. I want to get away from that.
He's a baby.
But that's stupid. Yeah, he's a baby, but he's going to grow up one day.
He's going to grow up one day. He's not going to be a baby his whole life.
We don't know.
Maybe he dies.
That's a good point.
Whoa, no, Baby Yoda dies?
Don't say that.
If that's how the series ends, I'm for it.
Hey, if Baby Yoda dies, spoil it away. Call me on the phone and say, Derek, tonight's episode, he died. I will start watching this show before I hang up. I'll be like, hold on. Mandalorian, play. I'll let you know what I think.
Yep.
That'd be the coolest. At this point, that's the only way they can make
that
the show
would be so
truly
sweet.
Cool.
God, that'd be crazy.
Baby Yoda just gets blasted.
Okay, back to me. Sice Noodles.
Yeah.
Nobody likes that character.
Yeah.
Also, Jar Jar Binks.
Nobody likes that character.
No one likes that character. These are bad names.
Bad characters.
There's a music genre in canon called jizz.
But to me,
EU stuff, and you're the only person who actually likes that.
They say jizz in the original trilogy.
Your point that Grogu is not a bad name is telling me that there's other bad names in Star Wars. Like, I know.
Well,
yeah.
All bad. Darth Vader sucks.
I think, as Star Wars goes on, the names actually get worse, and the frequency of bad names is going up.
Mm-hmm. To be fair.
Snoke.
Yes, yeah, Snoke.
That sucks, too. Yeah.
Joke. Rilo Kiley. Fucking dumb. Don't name your character after a band.
I really remember hearing that the scary new villain being called Kylo Ren. At first, I was like, what?
Yeah, that's a dumb name.
But I'm used to it, and now it's not a big deal. Grogu is not that big of a deal.
I'm going to say famous words.
I would pay money to see the list of names that they had, just to see.
Yeah.
What did you turn down?
What I was going to say, though, Derek, I think I brought this up at one point, but this new book that's about to come out that's like, it's a Taschen book of all the Star Wars prequel planning, and then it's got treatments George Lucas wrote for... if he ever did do 7, 8, and 9.
Yeah.
And there is the Rey character in there and other stuff like that. And the names, I do think Disney actually did curb somewhat some of the bad names because Rey was looking to be Winky for a minute there.
Winky.
Winky. And then there was another terrible name. I can't remember what it was, but this was the guy that Force Unleashed was going to have Darth Insanius and or Darth Icky.
Didn't we talk about this 2 weeks ago? Didn't we come up with our Darth names?
Oh, yeah. We talked about that. I must have brought up Winky
a while ago.
So, anyway.
Winky.
I just want to bring that up.
You're
we were
obsessed
almost
with Winky.
There.
I think you like the name Winky. It got into your brain.
For a weasel in Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, but not a jet.
Or
a
house
Jedi.
Elf in Harry Potter.
But
how about that?
I just want to say on record, I'm pro.
Name
Grogu.
The chick Winky at this point. What the fuck's the matter? Those,
pro
those movies. Her being named Winky would be a point in the right direction. Because
then you wouldn't think she would be strong.
Yeah,
you'd be like,
probably the point.
Who's gonna take down the First Order? We got Winky. Yeah, don't even fucking ask.
Don't call her.
Don't bother. Yeah, Rey. It's already like, ooh, Rey. I'm Rey.
Who's that holding a gun over there? Sir, it's Winky. Okay, never mind.
That's fine. I'm throwing
her get, backs on Winky.
She ain't going to figure that out. Yeah, let Winky work it out. All right.
That would have been rad.
Oh. Look, and then she could kill all the bad guys. It's like, oh, she's strong after all. And she could have a catchphrase. She could be like, looks like everything's just Winky.
That's the catchphrase.
Mm.
As opposed to her current one, I have a bad feeling about this.
I want the hard R rating on Star Wars.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's time.
Sure. I want full frontal nudity of all the Jedi.
Yeah.
All of them.
All of them.
Yeah.
In one scene.
Sure. Yep.
Line them up.
Make them like the scene in Perfume. The ending scene of the movie Perfume, where they all are naked. And
well, now you
all
spoiled that.
Shit. Great. Damn.
All the Perfume nuts that were excited.
Sorry. Were you guys going to watch the movie Perfume?
Perfume's way better than any of the Star Wars movies.
Hold on. Everyone watch it on Twitch. Pause the stream. Go watch Perfume.
And come back.
Portrait of a Murderer.
Way better than
back.
Mando. But, yeah, we need a scene where all the Jedi have to... you know, all the Jedi are supposed to be virginal, and they should do some weird scene with all the Jedi.
Yeah, where they say, fuck it.
Yeah.
Why do they have to be virgins? That's stupid.
Because if they're all horned up and shit, they're not going to do lightsabers
exactly,
right.
Exactly.
But wouldn't you be horned up because you can't have sex?
You want me to blow your mind and make you sad and make you hate Star Wars?
Yeah. I would love that.
Blows mine and nothing
Star
else.
Wars says if you have a family, you're evil.
Yeah, enough said. Enough said, Grogu hater.
Look over. Get his reaction now.
Yeah. How do you like Grogu now?
Darth Vader became evil because of his love of Padme.
Yep.
And he put his personal relationships ahead of the greater good. Jedi are supposed to be, you know, dedicated to, like, all people.
Yeah.
But the Sith only care about their own personal relationships. They put themselves ahead of everybody else. Mm. So you can't have sex if you're a Jedi. So and I've had long debates with people about this, but I'm right. Deal with it, nerds.
I have a theory. Yeah. That you can have sex and not have a family.
Yeah. Okay.
I've heard that that's possible. Wow. I didn't go down that path, but I heard that it is possible.
You didn't want to mess with it too much.
You think the Jedi are using condoms? Come on,
bro. They use the Force.
They use the Force to not have it shoot out. That's easy.
Right.
A simple Force push.
Force explosion when their balls burst, forcing it not to come out. Give me a break. That's how you self-destruct the Death Star. Like, when last, you know, ditch effort. I can't escape. I know I'm going to die. I'm going to force push the jizz back in and turn my balls nuclear. Let me write the next episode of Star Wars. Please, I'm begging
you. Come on.
It's
Disney. And the Sith,
this is what Skull will do.
They hint that the Sith kind of willed Anakin to be. Like, maybe they willed the midichlorians to create life. Well, maybe the Jedi do an opposite thing and they know how to like make that all go away. You know what I mean? Like, oh wait, I'm sorry, what's going on with you? You're preggers? Okay.
I don't know where all the little Jedi's come from.
You're good now.
All the little Jedi kids.
Well, I think you got
that's a good question. I
think that they're not breeding Jedi's. They're collecting kids.
They're stealing kids.
Are force sensitive. Yeah, they steal them because they're evil. The Jedi are evil.
Hmm.
From your point of view, the Jedi are evil.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think Jedi bad.
Yeah. Just because they got cool swords doesn't make them good.
But I think it is that, right? It's like they would pick up Force-sensitive kids. I think that was like the deal.
Yeah.
And that's why they were training Grogu.
And I think...
So young.
I think just like... Because they said Anakin was like, he's so old.
Yeah.
He was little.
He was a kid.
They're taking babies.
Yeah.
They're taking like little kids.
Yeah, and they're fucking up their brains, doing weird... Oh, they're force pushing a lot of stuff.
They're taking
bad thoughts right in the baby's brain.
Taking the Jedi off their mama's teat.
Yeah, they're force pushing the milk back in the teat, taking it right out of the baby's mouth.
I'm
Jedi, man.
Anyways.
Stuck.
I think we're uncovering some dark shit about the Star Wars universe that maybe hasn't been discovered before.
Finally.
Anyways, this is all going to be covered in my hard R rated Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
They have bounty hunters in Star Wars. Where are the prostitutes? Has Mando gone to a prostitute yet?
No? Not that I've seen.
You're telling me this is a space western and there's not a single prostitute in all of space?
You know what? They did have like a western town in one of these episodes.
Wasn't there a scene where someone was like offering to keep him company or something?
I thought so.
Dude.
Maybe I'm making that up. Maybe
a whole
just a
Star Wars show that takes place in the brothel on Tatooine. That's a show.
You get to see some weird
alien stuff. Dude, alien whorehouse? Oh my God.
The best little whorehouse in Tatooine.
Dude, HBO Max. Hello.
Yeah, that's really. Yeah, Disney will give up the rights on that one. Yeah, we ain't doing this.
That's more of an HBO thing.
Hey, there really was a rumor going around in the last week or two that there might be it was a code name, but it was called like Disney 18 plus. Like that won't be what it's called, but like there might be a thing they offer that's a certain sign in where it's like, okay, we're gonna put like more adult stuff on here. So with a password, you get all that.
Kids can't watch.
So hey, that's where you put your new Star Wars show. And you hired Derek to do it. I'm telling you.
What would they have on that?
You know, just like Disney owns like Touchstone and other studio. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, if you have a login, you're over 18, you get all that stuff. Because there would be rated R stuff in there and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
well, so. Why not?
Yeah, jeez. Why? I mean, who cares?
Gotta be over 18? Jesus. That's
I don't know.
Good news for me is that I am.
17.
You're fucked.
Or, yeah, you need to be 17 to go to the movie theater.
Thank God I'm 20.
That's true. You got to be set. I think, 17's fine. You can
talk to Disney. This isn't my problem.
I'll call them.
Okay. Hey, I want to take a second here. You know, I'm a little overdue on this. I want to get these words out and get them out clearly, crystal clear, so you can understand. This, in case you didn't know, because we said nothing about it, is the official Cybercast.
Oh, yeah.
Of 2020.
You may not have noticed the background.
You may not have noticed the digital effects.
The background isn't the same.
They're so subtle that some people probably didn't even notice. This was all virtual, but it is. And because it is Black Friday weekend / Cyber Monday weekend. Monday is part of this weekend. I hate to tell you, you know, I don't make the rules. But we put out a lot of great stuff on Black Friday, as we always do. Shop.mega64.com. You can pick them up. This year, we stocked as much stuff as we could. We didn't have game days this year. Most times when we do game days, we bring our Black Friday stuff there and they all get first dibs. We didn't do that this year. So most of the stuff stayed in stock and you can get it and you'll get it by Christmas, which is really cool. Some things are sold out at this point. You know, we're getting to the end of the weekend, so some sizes are gone. But like, I got this hoodie. This is, I've been wearing this all day. It's very, very comfortable. We got the Christmas Cast sweatshirt and sweatpants. And I think the hat is still
I think the hat and the water bottle.
The voltage bottle that we put up there. All kinds of stuff went up. All this warm and cozy good stuff went up. Shop.mega64.com. Check it out. But tonight, it will become Cyber Monday at the stroke of midnight. We're going to put up our new little comedy album we got served up for you on vinyl. Mega 64 Sound Only is going to go up for pre-order tonight. I think what we're going to do, it's an open pre-order, so we're not going to run out. We're not like those sites that, you know, put up a Tron vinyl and say it's a pre-order and then it's gone in 30 seconds. I'm not going to name names.
That makes no sense.
But no, it's going to be an open pre-order. So I think at the end of the after show tonight, we'll put it up.
Okay.
And everyone watching, you can get first dibs. Pre-order yours. We're putting that up tonight, and we're doing a reprint of the original Mega 64 15th anniversary soundtrack, which was a double vinyl. It'll be on a new gold vinyl. So both of those are going up tonight, and you can pre-order both. We also have a little surprise, too. We didn't announce this ahead of time, but we're doing a Mega 64 sound-only shirt that you'll be able to pre-order with the album tonight if you so choose. But all of that's going up tonight, and I'm really excited about that. We put the track listing up.
Yeah.
It's on Twitter, but it'll be there when the album goes up too. You can obviously check it out on the page. But great track listing, some pretty surprising stuff on there. Some people didn't know about, I want to bring up just one track in particular, but there's an instrumental by the Aquabats, Mega 64 instrumental. They did a demo of a song in the early 2000s for us. It was going to be on the version 2 DVD. They were going to do a Mega 64 song and it never got finished. They got snatched up by a record label and got, you know, a whole different kind of deal and weren't able to ever finish it. It just sat there as an unfinished little instrumental demo. Well, that demo is on this album. A whole bunch of other stuff too, but yeah. That track in particular.
That to me is like, that song is, it's so rough. It was never meant to be heard, honestly, by the masses. It really wasn't.
Yeah.
But it's just a cool little, you know, side thing that's like, hey, this is like the rough idea of what the song would have been.
Yeah. So it's kind of neat. There's a lot of little neat things on there. And but that track in particular, I had a lot of people asking me about it. So there's stuff like that, some other surprises. So check it out. I'm really excited about it. And that's coming out. You'll be able to pre-order it tonight for Cyber Monday. And we'll keep the pre-orders up probably through the week. And whatever's left from the Black Friday stuff, pick that up too. But it's going.
I will say, if you order a pre-order with a thing that we have currently, it's all going to ship together.
Yeah.
So know that if you want the sweatshirt for Christmas, you should order it separately, not at the same time, because we're going to ship it together. And it's going to be, you know, January, and you're going to get your Christmas hoodie. So just a warning to everyone.
Yeah. So anyway, all right. Well, that's going on later tonight. What were we talking about? All that Star Wars stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So I bought a TV. Fuck.
You did?
Oh. Shut up.
Okay.
What?
Biggest TV I ever owned in my life was 32 inches, and I was happy with a 32 inch TV. Yeah. I'm a 32 inch man. If something's 32 inches, big enough for me. My girlfriend, Joy, tells me 32 inches is a tiny TV. She says it's too small.
Mm.
She says it's too small. Tries to attack my ego, whatever. I don't fall for that shit.
Mm-mm.
And I refuse to buy a bigger TV. And she actually convinces her father to buy a bigger TV. This is like 5 years ago. 47 inches.
Mm.
I think it's the biggest TV I've ever had in my life. Okay. We have that for 5 years. It's good. Then, you know, all this new TV shit comes out. 4K. Yeah.
Right.
QLED. There's a point to this story. I'm making it purposely long because there's a point. Bear with me.
I'm here for it.
All right. Whatever. Black Friday. Let's get a new TV. It's been a long time. Long story short, I don't have a 4K TV. I have a shitty ass, stupid ass TV.
Yeah.
I go to Best Buy. I get a 55-inch. That's 12 extra inches.
That's a lot more.
Joy's not happy.
Whoa.
She's not happy. No.
Why? What's wrong?
She wants a bigger TV. We actually got into an argument about it because I was legit like, this is too big. We don't need a TV this big. And she's like, I'll pay for half of it.
Whoa.
Okay.
So we go in half.
Okay.
We get a 65-incher.
Whoa. Nice. Wow. That's big.
Nice.
It was delivered this morning.
Yeah.
And then she said,
I had to wake up at like 7 in the morning to get this fucking thing delivered, and I like couldn't find a mask, you know, and the delivery guys didn't give a fuck. They were like, whatever. And they had masks on. I was like, okay, thank you. And they're laughing at me like, yeah, bye. And I spent like 2 or 3 hours like meticulously hooking this thing up, doing the wall mount.
Yeah.
This thing.
Wow. You need the whole shebang.
All fucking day I was working on this. I even had to go to a fucking auto place to get a socket wrench.
To get
crank
in the
wall mount. Yeah.
That can be rough.
It's a pain in the ass.
Hook it all up, turn the TV on. There is a baseball size crack in the thing, and
what?
Going right down the middle of the TV is just fucking fried.
No.
Like somebody like chucked a baseball at the TV. It's just poof.
What the hell? Oh,
shattered.
Fuck.
What?
Dude, it's like this is day one on like a $500 brand. I don't buy large TVs. I had a fight about this TV.
Right.
Like, I just had to lay down on the ground and put my hat over my face. Like, then I finally got on the phone with Best Buy.
Well, look, can I ask you before you reveal too much?
Oh, there's not much to reveal, but ask away. Go ahead.
Where I'm leading with my in my brain here is I've had a couple TV deliveries. I had earlier this year, I got a new TV, and when they deliver it, I know both times I've had one delivered from wherever. I don't think it was Best Buy.
Yeah.
But they made a big deal like you need to inspect this thing with them before they leave.
Oh, nice.
Like they take it like both times they took it out of the package, plugged it in. Looked for imperfections in the screen. All right, You know, so that they could be like, all right, anything that happens from here on out, it's on you. Us. So that's how it was for us. So I'm curious if they did that with you or if.
No, dude.
Okay.
I was looking for my mask and couldn't find one. And the guys were like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah. Boop,
there it is. And then he's like, I got to take a picture of this to make sure. Snapped a photo of it in the box. He's like, all right, have a good day. And he left.
Okay. So and it's still in the box.
You know. I haven't bought a TV in like over 7 years.
Right.
I've never had a TV delivered.
Right.
I've never had a TV this size.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a 32 incher, man.
Yep.
So I was like, cool, he's gone. Let's hook this baby up. And now, you know, I called them up. I called up Best Buy. It was the most soft spoken woman ever. It's like, well, I'm going to pass this information along and we'll get back to you in 24 hours.
Oh my God.
Let you know what we can do. So I'm just like waiting. Now it's the worst. I have 24 hours where I'm in limbo where I'm like, they're either going to give me really good news or really bad news. So that was my weekend.
That's
my my new 4K TV experience.
Now, let me ask you, I know the TV is not working, sure, but you put it on the wall.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it? I mean, that's a huge difference from what you had.
Yeah.
Did you sit down like, what the fuck? This is too big? Or were you like, okay, this is cool. Like, I could get into this. You know, I know you haven't actually used it yet, but what was your thought initially?
What was my thought? I was trying not to cry. Was it cool? I don't know. It's a big TV. I'm sure I would have had a blast.
I just feel like
if it was not broken.
Rocco, I got your old TV and I went from a 37 to what was that one? 60?
I think it's 60.
Yeah, 60. So I've never even done 65. But I remember like turning it on and being like, maybe this I did too much. Maybe this is too big. And then within a week, you forget.
That's everyone's initial thought is, oh no, too big? Is it too big? And then you're set. Then you play a cool ass game and you're like,
yeah,
no, this rules.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My initial thought was, that's a weird logo.
Oh,
that's a weird logo.
That sucks.
Oh man. That's
and my
that's
knees
like,
started going weak and I was like, and immediately Joy's behind me. She's like, that's wrong. And I was like, I know that's wrong. She's like, is there anything we can do? And I was like, I don't know. I don't have the answers right now. I wasn't yelling at her. I was just.
No, of course. But you're yelling at the world. God, that sucks.
That puts a pit in my stomach.
Oh. That's, you know, the whole purchasing time, the whole like researching experience. I had this pit in my stomach. I was nervous. And I was like, I don't know why. Shopping for a new TV gives me anxiety. And now that this has happened, I feel like, somehow I knew.
Yeah.
Somehow I knew
you,
this.
You would. Felt it.
Now, so this giant ass fucking TV is on my wall. It's like, do I take it off the wall? Do I fuck with it? And I'm just leaving it on the wall, broken. I set up my old TV in front of it and plug that back in. It's like picture in picture.
Can you take a picture of that and give it to Johnny so he can add it to the podcast? I just have to see what that looks like.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yes, I can.
That's hilarious.
And I'm waiting for 24 hours for them to tell, like, are they going to send out a person to inspect it? I don't know how this is going to work. I'll keep everybody updated. I'll let everybody know how it all works out. This is not fun.
In all honesty, you don't have to answer, whatever, but do you think it's something you did or you think it was definitely like that when you got it?
I can't say. I don't know.
Okay.
Here's what I will say.
Okay.
I spent hours meticulously following the instructions of the television and the mounting thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
How they tell you, like, take it out of the box a certain way, put it down on a towel, on a table, make sure the table's... I did everything meticulous. Yeah. I was super gentle, and we got it on the wall, and then I pushed the power button, and it just turned on broken, and I was just like, this fucking sucks.
Yeah, that's... Because let me say, my TV is an OLED, which, if you read AV forums and stuff like that, people are so... They're the most delicate fucking... Don't put this TV in direct sunlight. Oh, that might be bad. Don't leave things paused too long. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm not saying I'm in the right here, but I abuse the shit out of that TV. Like, I leave shit paused on it all the time. I don't do any of the things that these guys say to be careful about. And I'm pretty sure even like with filming stuff and doing stuff, I've hit them with things and stuff like that. Like my house can be a danger zone sometimes. And I've had nothing like that. Derek, that takes some force.
Yeah.
I really think...
That happened before.
I don't know. That seems real weird to me. I feel like if it was something you had done, you would know it.
I'm imagining...
You know what I mean?
Like, if I dropped the TV, I would be telling you a different story.
Yeah, of course, totally. Of course.
I would be like, yo, I fucked up today. I fucking kicked this brand new TV.
Absolutely.
Dude, the worst part was hours of like screwing it in and getting it on the wall and boop, and then it's just like broken. I was like, I don't know if I did something wrong, but this is broken.
It really is like those hours, it all led up to the moment where it's supposed to be like, ah,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
like
that's what sucks the most.
Like,
yeah.
That's like the best feeling
all
is
day.
Like, oh, I did it and oh, it's there and I'm going to watch something cool, whatever.
Yeah.
And you just got...
Yeah, you know, I was like measuring the TV mount, making sure it's straight, making sure it's level.
Of course.
And people all day, I kept making the same joke. It's appropriate for this. They're like, you want to take a break? And I'm like, I'm not taking a break until The Matrix is playing on this thing in HD. Let's keep going.
Right.
And then it was like, all right, plug it in. Let's fire up The Matrix, baby. And then, yeah, I saw the code
now,
coming through the TV.
I'm imagining when we did that video when we threw a Wiimote at the TV.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looks like.
Yeah, so that's I mean, you know,
it looks like
kind of force it takes to do that.
In the center of the TV, maybe 2 inches above the bottom, there is an impact.
Yeah.
That's probably like 3 inches in diameter.
Mm.
And then from that point, straight up, all the way to the top of the TV is just like a smear.
Yeah.
Where the screen is like cracked and digitizing.
You would know. You would absolutely know if you did that. There's no way
I think so too.
That happens on your watch. Yeah. That was already like that.
And like I said, I've banged them up. I moved another OLED into my bedroom and I knocked that thing around. And there's no, I mean, again, it's a different TV than yours, so it could be different. But I just feel like you would not. I just feel like you would definitely know.
We're gonna have fingers crossed, and hopefully, the Best Buy team will.
Dude.
Have a solution.
Geek
Squad's
on
sort
it.
Of, it's day one. You know, there's got to be some sort of...
I mean, seriously.
Two-week thing during Black Friday.
You had it in your house for hours before you called them back. I think that's fine. You know, if it's a week from now, then it's a little iffy. There's a gray area. Yeah. What did you do? But this is like, you hand me, put it on the wall, and now it's fucked up. That's on you, Best Buy.
If I was in your shoes, it's different because mounting it and all that stuff, that's a major... That's a major pain in the ass, but
it was.
I would have just boxed that thing up and just walked into the store. All right, I need a new one.
Well, I feel like, you know, like I thought about that, but I had a Black Friday delivery, so I was
that's true. That's different.
I don't even know what store, you know.
Right.
Do I just go into a random Best Buy and do they even have another TV
for that price?
Did they sell out? I don't know.
Yeah, like, that's another story if they have any to replace it, but I know you could bring it back to any.
Yeah.
Is it 4K?
I've done that.
Yeah, it's a 4K TV. It's brand new.
That's cool.
4K.
So you didn't
inch.
Even have to watch The Matrix in HD. You could watch it in 4K. You
would
have seen every Keanu pore.
That's
even
what I'm
better.
Saying, man. That's what I'm saying. If you know, I'm gonna get a call back in 24 hours, and if that doesn't work out, I'll probably put it in the box. I don't even know if it will fit in my car.
Oh, it probably won't.
It probably won't.
No, that is a gigantic TV in your car. I don't know.
Yeah.
You never know because I and Kevin was there. Kevin and I were witness to Eric buying a 65 inch TV on Black Friday years back. And we got to see the Best Buy employee help him bring it out and go, yeah, that's not going to fit in your car, dude. And Eric the entire time is going, you got to believe in yourself. Nah, don't worry about it, man. Nah, I'm going to pull my car up. We'll get it right in there. We'll get it right. Sir, that's not going to fit. Nah, sure, it'll fit. Yeah, you got to believe in yourself, man. All right. I got to see Eric piss this guy off beyond because the guy kept saying it won't fit.
Yeah.
Not a big car.
No.
Right, Kevin?
No.
And it fit. It didn't. I mean, it really did not look like it was going to, but it did. And the guy was just, I'm telling you, it's not going to fit. Nah, sure. Well, man, give it another shot. You got to believe in yourself. All right.
If you can cram a 65 inch into the trunk of Eric's car and drive it all the way home. Now I'm starting to think my thing was kicked or something. I don't know.
Yeah, you never know.
I'll keep you updated.
Yeah, I'm dying to
I'm
know.
Looking forward to TV Gate next week.
Yeah.
We'll find out. We're going to get to the bottom of that. One way or another, we're going to get it squared away.
Mm.
I promise that. Yeah. Also, I did want to repeat that my favorite part of Eric driving that TV home that night was that it meant there was no room for Kevin in the car. So it was like,
left outside and
it was
car.
Literally what? like, can you just chill here for a little bit? Yeah. And I drove to bring it to Eric's house and help him. And then we were like, was that fucked up that we just did that?
You yeah. left Kevin. Well, oh my God.
Like, can you
like
chill?
20 minutes.
We didn't know. Yeah, it took. We were back in within 15, okay. 20 minutes. But it just made logical sense. Like, okay, we'll drop this off and come right back.
Right.
But on the drive, it was like, we did just leave a person standing outside of Best Buy right now. It's like, well, he could look around Best Buy. I mean, he doesn't have to stand there.
Yeah, he's got things to do.
And it was just like, shit, let's get back as fast as possible. Okay, and we threw it in and drove it. It wasn't so bad, but I did feel bad for a minute. So, Kevin, I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. Forgiven.
That was, I think, like 8 years ago. So, hopefully.
8 years ago, and now finally forgiven.
Hopefully, things have healed in that amount of time. But anyway, well, TV Gate. Well, you know, honestly, though, if this doesn't work out, just you got PSVR, you just watch stuff with that.
I hate watching
stuff. I'm telling you, that PSVR joy is not happy. It's too small.
But when it's on your helmet,
it all comes back to my tiny TV.
When it's on your head, it's meant to simulate looking at a 50-foot screen.
Yeah.
So there's your argument.
Nah.
I asked her, I said, you know, to me, 32-inch is a regular TV, and then a 47-inch is a big TV, and then a, like, 65-inch is a gargantuan TV.
Yeah.
And she said a 32-inch, whatever, is a tiny TV. Mm. 47 is small and 65 is normal.
That
has been like recently that has in the last however many years that has changed where like a lot of the big companies, their default is 65.
That's a default.
That has changed or not necessarily default, but like that's their like most common one that they will really advertise. You know what I mean?
I mean, it is. I mean, they are. You know, you're walking like down the street and you see someone's TV on their house.
Yeah.
It's always. A 65 inch. It's huge.
Yeah.
Always.
I have personally encountered in looking for TVs now that the smallest one that a lot of them will do is 50 something. And then 65 is like the most desirable one. Cause once they're above that, it also starts to get into like, they start getting exponentially more expensive. And there's a lot of like less appealing stuff about that. 65 is like the coolest one.
Damn. This makes me feel a lot. I've all day been wondering, like, did I do something to this TV? But hearing most common TV is a 65 inch.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it's the most common, but that's the one that they promote the most.
That easily.
No.
You know, it just in the course of normal assembly, it can't become that damaged.
Unless there was something that happened and you heard a. And then it's like,
no.
Then you didn't do it. There's no way. There's no way.
I can't believe that you wouldn't know if you. That's
this is making me feel better. This is at least making me feel like I have a fighting chance.
You definitely have
my TV replaced.
This is how you have to go in this conversation. When they call you.
Oh, you don't need to tell me this.
Oh, I know. But when they call you, my mindset would be like, you're giving me another TV. There's no way. There's no other solution here. There's no other outcome that's going to happen. I'm getting another TV from you. And how are you going to get to me? And I want it now.
Oh, well, that's not my mindset, but it's very close.
No,
but
that,
but it really the two times that I've had that kind of delivery, though, I did have them open it up and plug it in or whatever. I just always I think they insisted upon it with whatever company, but I never did it from Best Buy.
But now, you know, who I want these people in my house.
Yeah. But they still did it at, I mean, I had one this year.
And it was in
like
that mess on, huh?
May or June.
Yeah.
And they were masked up. I stayed away from them.
Yeah.
And they went through it. And every time, by the way, that this happens and they go through the whole process, and they're fast. You could tell they've done it a million times. But every time they wait for it to boot up, no matter who the delivery guy is, they're waiting for it to boot up. And then they go, man, you got a lot of toys, man.
I believe it.
A lot of toys. Wow. Yeah. Man, my nephew has a lot of toys. Anyway, see ya. It's like, oh, cool. Thanks.
Nice. Thanks for the commentary.
But anyway, so the fact that Best Buy didn't, if that was their policy, they would have said it. Like, they would have opened it up and done all that. These other places, they didn't even ask. That's like, no, this is what we do. We open it and look. So if Best Buy doesn't have that, I don't know.
Well, I need to be updated.
That's weird
so
that they
I can't
didn't
wait.
Do that. So
I'll let you know.
That may be your out. The fact that they got a photo and it's not opened. Interesting.
Wow.
But we'll find out. Garrett's going to be fucking clueless next episode. He's not going to know what we were talking about. Let's not fill him in.
Okay.
Do we miss Garrett this episode, or do we not miss him?
I always miss Garrett when he's not around. That's just me.
I mean, in general, I definitely do. But I don't know. Maybe this episode was okay.
No, it was okay. But I, always miss Garrett when he's not here. So I like him.
Derek's remaining silent on that issue.
I respect that. We can always replicate Garrett energy if we need to.
Yeah.
Hey, man. It's all good. I feel like that's generally the vibe.
You missed it, Derek. You would have loved this bit that Garrett did during our Black Friday stream.
Yeah.
Rocco took off his shoe and put a sock in Garrett's face. Okay. And then Garrett...
Well, we should clarify. Derek, I got socks, Christmas socks, a year ago.
Yeah.
And they came after Christmas, so I didn't get to wear them. I wore them this weekend. They're Hidden Valley Ranch, but it's Christmas themed. So it's like little snowflakes and ranch bottles. And they're the softest socks I ever had. I said that.
And then he wanted to feel them. So he's touching the bottom of his feet. He's going in between his toes with the socks. And then he takes his fingers and gets a whiff of in between Rocco's toes.
Yeah.
It was like, dude.
That's some fetish shit right
That
there.
Was some weird shit.
I didn't
shit.
Ask him to do that.
That
That's
was
some
weird
porno shit right
I didn't
there.
Ask him to do that.
I can't even imagine having the thought to
Put
do that.
Put that up on OnlyFans, bro.
Yeah, well, maybe we will make some serious money.
I wouldn't pay
Garrett
to see that.
Garrett doesn't know when to draw the line, you know? And I'm saying that.
And that's something that maybe we love about him. Maybe we hate about him. I don't know. It's something.
I mean,
though.
The foot rub does feel good, but the smell, I didn't need that. You don't need to do that. If anybody watching this, if you end up rubbing my feet, you don't need to smell it. I think that's fair. I don't know. I'm just trying
it?
To be
Did
fair.
You smell it?
I'm firm but fair.
Did you smell
firm
it?
Firm but fair.
Anyway, yeah. No, we miss him. Of course we miss Garrett. Yeah. Although I do want to point out on last week's episode, I can't shake one thing that he said. I keep thinking about
what
how he
the
hadn't...
rent is too damn high guy.
No. I kept thinking about him not playing Spider-Man and his reasoning being, I don't care about Peter Parker, Aunt May, any of these bitches, or whatever he said.
Yeah.
He saw X-Men Dark Phoenix.
Yeah.
Was that the name of the movie?
Yeah.
I mean, this is the guy who's like, hey, I saw it, sit down, eat the popcorn, look at the screen, the movie plays. 2 hours go by, the credits roll, and you
got your money's worth.
Got my money's
right?
worth. Yeah,
but he had like a moral stance against Spider-Man.
He does.
Listen,
and I
won't. You know,
I love Garrett as I said before, but I can't tell you what it is because he keeps asking. I just want to get a PS5 game. Yeah, get Spider-Man. Get Miles Morales. I just want to get a PS5 game. Okay, we'll get Miles Morales. Yeah, no, I'm just gonna. I do want a PS5 game. Well, then
yeah,
I don't know what to
I've
tell you.
Do that too.
I'm telling you what to get. That I think you'll like, but you don't want to do it, so stop. I don't know.
He's Neo, and he's got all these Miles Morales bullets going at him, and he's going, yeah, I really wish I could think of a game to purchase, but I just don't know of any. But, yeah.
Do you have suggestions? I keep giving you the same one, because that's the one that I play and I'm liking, so I don't know what else to tell you.
Yeah, if you're asking me, I did, I mean, I already talked about it. I beat that. I might go back to the Spider-Man remake at one point, like,
sure.
And do the DLC or whatever.
You should do it. That's good DLC. You should do it.
Yeah, I might, but I'm actually really excited. The actual physical copy of Devil May Cry comes out this week, Devil May Cry 5 Special Edition. And I know, Derek, you were saying a couple weeks ago that you weren't a huge Devil May Cry guy. I think that's what you said, or was that somebody else? I think
it was me for sure, but I don't know about Derek.
Yeah.
I don't think I brought it up, but.
Oh, okay. I thought you had said that, but. I played the original version. This is like a fancy whatever. They did a PS5 version of it, so it looks better. And then it's got like new stuff. You know, it's got like a whole new story thing to it. But the original one I played, and I really loved it. Like I was genuinely, I had gotten tired of that series after, they did four of them and a spinoff. And it was just like, okay, I think I'm good. But that new one was really, really cool. So I'm just throwing that out there in case it's already been up there digitally. I mean, I could have downloaded it at any time, but I didn't have time to play it anyway, but now that the disc is coming out, I'll probably just pick that up. But anyway, I would recommend that if you're looking for just like a cool action game. Yeah. It was really fun. It was a lot of fun. So that's all. I just want to bring that up.
Hell yeah.
You can borrow it from me if you want.
Well, we said it all.
Maybe Garrett can borrow it.
No, he doesn't care about Dante, Virgil, any of those bitches.
Virgin, Dork.
Anyway, saw New Mutants, you know, went to the drive-in, drive the car into the front of the screen, get the popcorn, roll a window down, turn on the radio.